Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others a host with the most, the proud CEO of WBSW Radio. We just want to make it do what it do. They call him Coach. Sometimes they call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. And it is a pleasure to present to you Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do. I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready?
About trauma, education, and prevention.
Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, through the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Then you also have an opportunity to check us out on Instagram. We have two devices working tonight. We have Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then we also have Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You can see I have my hair apparel on tonight, along with also one of our sponsors, one of their T-shirts. So we're really excited about partnering with Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. If you also want to just check us out through the search website, if you wanted to, or just search through the web, you can go to just type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, and it will populate. We're the voice of the Smithway production. So you'll get a chance to check all our episodes. We're right at 639 episodes now. So we're really excited. Those are published now. We had many other episodes that may or not complete the process. So we have more than just that, but all of them are not published. So we're really excited about coming before you tonight. Again, Tell the Truth Crime Time is just about just talking about the issues in our communities, issues in our world, and just challenges that each and every one of us have every day. You also have an opportunity to, if you make a request to us, we'll work with you on that to be a part of the Zoom link. If you get. But what we like to do is that we like for you to do it in advance. We usually would post it on the site. So, however, through some consultation with that one where they have to get permission to come in. So we truly, truly want you to be. If not, your own Instagram, you have an opportunity to make a request. You have your comments you can share with us on Instagram. On Facebook, let's give a shout out to the awesome, awesome individual that's on us on Facebook. You're awesome on Instagram too as well. We truly want to give a shout out to Bruce E. DeWall, Jr., a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Bruce Fly, he threw it up. We threw it up. Also, a shout out to Christy Matzell. Thank you. And along with Katrina Roper Smith, that's pastor. Let me put it the full title on her. She was our true, awesome guest, special, as we would say, on Monday night on Talking Real to You Primetime. She was our guest talking about building and achieving dreams. And that's a shout out to Sarah, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. She's the owner and co-owner of many beers, in particular Mary Ruth, and I have a shirt on. She let me know. Love that shirt. I bought it today when I was down in their establishment, and they had oxtails today, and I brought back home oxtails. So it's awesome. We want to give a shout out also to several individuals watching us. You have KR323, along with E_EquipP, Miss Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Trailblazer, Fifth Pack Foundation. Thank you so much, Trailblazer, Fifth Pack Foundation. Send me some information on there. Type down that information how we can contact. We also want to make sure we'll be able to share your awesome things you're doing and things you're doing. We truly want to do that. All right, let's get to our awesome host. Let me go back and remind you what's the title of tonight's show, and that is Trauma, Education, and Prevention. But before I do that, I want you to let everybody know we have listeners. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. Have listeners and watchers in 38 countries, and I'm excited about that. We've been operating for 6 years, at coming up in September the 27th of this year, 2023. It'll be 6 years since we started it, one show up to 13 show, and a host of special guests, hosts, co-hosts, staff, and many other individuals that joined to make this go like it do. And we're so glad. We're not building the airplane. We're in build it, and now we're getting to fly and enjoy it. and that's what it's all about. We also want to let you know about the giveaways that we have. We raffle off certain trips, certain vouchers, and many other things. And we truly want you to get your name in if it's not already in to register. What we need is your name along with a means of transaction. We have four means of transaction. Those four means of transaction, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. You can send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And what we do, we take your information, put it inside the canister, we shake it up, pull a name out for whatever we're raffling out. We're giving back. We're trying to make sure we give back. Soon in the summer months, I know I've seen become challenging. We're gonna just go one day to one of the service stations. And you never know where we're going to be. We'll just go live and let you know we're at this service station and we're going to fill your tank up. And that's what we want to give back. Or we may go to a grocery store and we'll just tell someone and let them know who we are and we'll buy that grocery. This is what we want to do is give back. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're so proud to be able to put up number one. All right, the host with the most. This young lady, I always try to give her the introduction that's very special, and sometimes I think it be like, don't do that to me, but I have to do it because she's the big brain. She's making it do what it do. See, I created an introduction for her, but I'm gonna do it personally tonight. This young lady hails from the great state of Ohio. If you go far as north up 71, so you can't go any further on these areas of the United States, because you run into the lake, you get to Cleveland. She was born and reared in Cleveland, Ohio. Her studied and decided to move to South Florida. She's a licensed social worker. She's the owner of not only a business through life and being a licensed social worker, she also has a yoga studio along with several other things. I think she was doing a little pet sitting every now and then. So she's doing a lot of things down in that south part of Florida. Mm-hmm. And we're so glad to have her as a part of this. We're really excited. Without further ado, we have a very special host with the most, Miss Lisa Farrah Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
Oh, God is good. He's been just blessing all of us to be able to be here where we are.
Yes, I have, Dr. Lowe.
Okay, now that's a scripted A, either one of them.
That's an Alabama hat.
Oh, she got a scripted A, Alabama hat. Because I see a letter, they have the scripted A too, but that's what I'm talking about. Because I'm homebred in Alabama, and she's homebred in Ohio, and having my Cincinnati red hat. People that was because I just used to live in Cincinnati Reds, and truly Ohio State.
Time, yep.
And
it was suggested that I wear it, so I said,
awesome.
Dr. Little, appreciate it.
Awesome, tonight. And we'll just sat on her side, go Buckeye.
Go Browns.
and the Browns, the Cleveland Browns. We have to give them a shout out. We're just having a little fun tonight. I truly thank each and every one of y'all for joining. I got a few more people joining. I give them a shout out, then we'll get started with our show. We have Kindred Spirit. Thank you for joining us. Yvette Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and she's my biological youngest sister. So she's one of my siblings, and she put up roll tie. And then we have Lisa typing in those individuals as is Jolena. Jolene, is it?
I want them to jump on if they can.
Okay, I sure hope they would. Really,
that's
good.
My walking buddy.
Yeah. Wes, have Lauren Forbes, Kimberly Connors, have Heather to Stella and Jim. Thank you, Jim. And seeing you around.
Yeah,
where have you been, Jim? But thank you for joining us. Awesome. I have all those in the joining. God is so good. All right, Lisa, let's kind of get this started. And you know, when we always start off our topic based on our title, and our title tonight is Trauma Education and Prevention. See, we're going to talk about all forms of trauma. We're going to talk about dealing with as a youth that sometimes goes with you as an adult. We talked about trauma in relationships. Now we want to talk about being educated about trauma along with prevention. And we're just going to touch on a few. We don't have all of it covered tonight because we've got an hour, a little hour, 15 minutes we're going to work through. So so let's kind of look at trauma education, Lisa, in regards to trauma-informed education. A lot of people don't realize when we just said trauma education, it touches on several other things, but the one particular thing we want to touch on is how are you being informed? Are you informed about trauma, diversity? Because we all have different forms of trauma, and we react to trauma differently. So it's not just when you say the word trauma, it's just one thing that goes along with that. It's several things that occur. But what we want you to understand is that you must educate yourself in the background, find out what happened.
Yeah.
If they allow you to, because especially if you come into a relationship and someone have trauma and they hadn't quite healed from it, they're going to bring that with them. It could be in your family. It could be among your friends. It could be on your job.
Or a lack of support.
There you go, lack of support.
It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere.
I want you to jump in, Dr. Lowe.
Okay.
Yoga, we have, and I've taken three trainings, but they have yoga-informed trauma training, which is very interesting. And why I find it interesting is it's all about any time before I pick up a kid or we touch hand, you know, I'm very like, may I touch your forehead? You know, when we're teaching techniques, it's a very good training. You can find free ones online, guys. You don't have to be a yoga teacher to even. I just find it informative about how you're dealing with people.
Oh, look like I lost Lisa, and she was sharing with you something in regards to how she deal with it through the yoga. Yeah, she's coming back. She's coming back. So as soon as she get back up, we have to keep in mind trauma.
Yeah, you
okay.
See me?
No, I don't see you, but I can hear you. I just see your, I don't see your picture. I just see a black. Okay. But she's working on getting herself better.
Oh, Dr. Lowe.
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay, there you
go. Can you see me now?
Yeah, we can see you now. All right, you can finish where you left off at.
No, I was saying, like, about you're saying trauma-informed, and there's different types of courses that people could take, and I can put one up in the feed or share it, but I think it's a good thing. It's good knowledge for people to have just about space and boundaries and being mindful of other people, because you really don't, and I always say this, you don't know what somebody is walking into a room with. We don't know what triggers are, and like you're saying, you know, it could be a family situation, it could be a move, it could be a death, it could be a number of things.
Yeah.
Bullying is a huge trauma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just what we've experienced since 2020 is still traumatic for people. There's all these shootings going on. It's interesting because I work with elderly population who I love, and some of them are really struggling with what's going on in the world right now because they feel like, what did we fight for? We're baby boomers. We fought. Now where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting getting different people's perspectives on what's traumatizing to them.
Exactly.
So I think it's an important topic to address because it's so much of it going on in the world.
And
I don't believe people, like always, when they tell me they don't have it, because we all have it.
Exactly. And that's key right there.
Yeah.
what she just shared is that we all have some form of trauma. Yeah. Some of us address it a little different from others, but you need to be really informed about trauma. Don't just hear the buzzword out there, just trauma, because being informed, that means you're going to educate yourself on it, and it means you really have to have the right mindset. I said that early. You have to have the right mindset so you can accept what's going on with those individuals. You got to look at the background. You have to look at their knowledge skills, and you have to look at their life experience. And see, too many times, we don't take an opportunity to look at all those things. Well, it's a sense, and I have to remind people about vetting. When you're vetting people, even to be your friend, even to be your associate, even to be your partner on your job, you need to vet those individuals. Be open enough to find, so they'll be open enough to share with you some things that may happen to them that may have a triggering thing that may come into play. See, they could be doing well and could be just one incident. You're in that same area with that person and they are triggered. So we have to truly understand for ourselves, we need to be informed. You need to be able to see one of the things, this supercomputer that we all have right here before us, this supercomputer, anything you need to find and know about, you can type it in and find out exactly, and even about individuals. See, that's one thing they'll realize. Whenever you put data in here, whether it's through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it may be, you got to understand. The data is in this supercomputer right here. But to be able to find out how you can be more informed about trauma, you can use that supercomputer. You shouldn't be left out where you're not able to understand exactly what's going on, because education is important. It is very important. So when we're talking about trauma-informed education, we also, Lisa, like to look at some assumptions people make, but truly what they call the four R's. See, these people build things based on, first of all, one R at least will be realization. See, that's something people really don't understand. We have to live in the real world and real world time. And you need to have the realization that trauma is real. I said that earlier. Trauma is real. And for you to kind of take it for granted, taking that what affects an individual just because it don't affect you, you know, some of the things, and I'm going to let you jump in. People always come to you, and when you have some traumatic experience, maybe death in your family or whatever, the first thing they come up and will tell you, I understand. You know, sometimes there are some better terms you need to use. You get a little bit informed. You don't know what I'm going through. Then they'll talk about grief, which is an emotion. Oh, you shouldn't grieve that long time on that. This is talking about realism. See, this is real. And you got to realize it's happening in real time. All right, Lisa.
Wow. One, you know how I feel about people discounting people's feelings. I can't stand when I hear people say, oh, that happened 10 years ago.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. Trauma never fully goes away.
Nope.
And it's all in how we find the peace in the situation, because it makes me crazy. Oh, you got a breakup? Oh, forget about it. So you're telling people to stop thinking about something or not deal with something that's impacted their life. It's impacted trust. It's impacted relationships. It's impacted a number of things. And I don't know sometimes who people think they are when they're talking like that to other people, like, and I said this to someone recently, how would you feel if someone told you before, forget about it? I got a new client recently. I wasn't, you know, I feel bad. I don't like to say no. But she, something happened like 25 years ago, and she was crying to me, and she's like, I can't get over it. And I said, that's okay. It's okay to not be okay.
Exactly.
And she's like, but why? And I said, because there was a lot of pain involved. And there was trust, a breaking of trust. And when you break trust, it takes, what Tupac has a quote about it. It takes, I think it's Tupac. It takes years to build and it takes seconds to destroy. He knows, he has a quote, and I can find it. It's a very good quote. It takes seconds to destroy. And I think if people cause other people's trauma, you know, it's not like a person sets out to have their spouse cheat on them or get into an accident or have their house set on fire. You know, things happen. And most times people don't cause them. They just happen. And you have to let people be where they're at. And I say that to clients all the time. This is about you. This session is about you. Whatever you choose to talk about, whatever you need me to listen, you need me to give you guidance. You know, I like to send people things too. I like to give them coping skills and things to read and text me if you're in a crisis or something's triggering you. And I say, never ask why. It's triggering me. How am I going to get through this right now?
Exactly.
And I always say this too, Dr. Lowe, it's not through the feelings, through the behavior or the reaction. And there's no right or wrong way. Doing drugs and alcohol and risky, impulsive behaviors, yeah, that's not going to help you. Those are things that are unhealthy. It's good when people admit, like I like when people admit, this is what I've been doing and it's not healthy, and when something comes up. Because everybody's been through it, and, you know, I was reading more, you know, about trauma and resiliency, and, you know, some people are more resilient than others.
Mm-hmm.
I often find children can be more resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer, kids with cancer, they're so resilient. They're so amazing. Like, they're so strong, and then the adults around are struggling, you know, but if you learn and look at situations like that,
exactly. But
those are just some examples. But please don't ever tell somebody how to feel or that they're wrong, because you can be traumatizing them. They could have been in an abusive relationship where they were constantly being put down,
exactly,
and told that they were wrong.
Exactly. And
so
that's so important. Thank you, Lisa, so much. Because what you're saying is another one of the R's is react. Your reaction can really create problems for people. And that's why you need to be informed. You need to have an understanding for it, along with recognizing. See, when you react, then you can recognize some of the signs and be very wary of how you handle this situation. She just even mentioned that sometimes people was in a situation where someone screamed and hollered at them so much that they, just because they're adults and it may have happened when they was a child or a teenager,
right,
it still would trigger something. So you have to be really able to recognize the signs of trauma. And if you're in a situation with someone, communication is really important. You know, it's amazing, Lisa. And I'll get back to where we, on our topic, I was speaking with my counselor on the other day, yesterday. And we were talking about things simply about how people are reacting to things, how people sometimes forget they're in the real world, which is realization. And we were just simply going and recognizing. She said, people, you got to be able to recognize things in other people that sometimes they may not even want you to see. That comes to back to what we're talking about in relationship. And in a relationship, you always talk about those people for the first 18 months seeing their representative. TV and after that.
Right.
See, that you got to be always in a position, not alert. I'm not talking about alertness now, in a position.
Right.
But that applies to dealing with trauma education, to informed education. Find out exactly some of the signs and the treatment. We've talked about them in other shows. We're not going to talk about them tonight. We just said, make
right.
sure you understand that when that person goes, you mean saying something, they get triggered, and all of a sudden they change their mood, change their attitude, change their behavior. You have to realize that you might be threading on some areas you may not need to be threading on, you know, on that water that may not be, might be ice that might collapse into, you go out and you can't come up. So you have to really make sure. And another thing Lisa said, resistance. Sometimes we have to be, understand, resisting re-traumatization. Think about that.
Yeah.
See, you can re-traumatize somebody by just doing some of the things that the individual that had put them through that. So understanding that you need to be informed. And we all have to be informed because think about, I want to go back to this, Lisa, then we'll move it to another segment.
And then I want to tell you a quick story, but yeah, go on.
You know, we went through a traumatic experience. We all went through it. All in this world during 2020. And some people can be still triggered. So it's not good to run up to somebody and why you still got that mask on. Why you know, these are little things because they've been through, you know, it's a life and death situation. Some people don't feel that way, but a lot of people transition from that time, a lot of family members. So don't come and jump, and they're going through the trauma of missing, grieving, missing those individuals. Remember that took a lot because we're, as humans, we're social people. We like to be around people. We couldn't be around people. So some people was traumatized to the point where they was in the house.
They're scared.
They were scared to come out of the house now because before that they was able to be exposed to a consistency seeing people and being around people. So be careful, but be informed. And that's what we want to make sure. We're talking about trauma education. Let me give a shout out to several people joining. Lisa, if you can hold your thought. And thank you so much, Jim, for sharing your thought. And Jim wrote down, we love and miss you. To Lisa, thank you so much, Jim.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and said, great to see all of you. And see you all. Thank you, Jim, for sharing those thoughts with us. I also want to give a shout out to Tori's Diva, the number 2, that's joining us. Thank you for taking time for being here. I want to truly take this opportunity now, Lisa, and I want you to share your thoughts, but I want to come back and run our sponsors because we have to make sure we run the sponsors.
We're going to become a sponsor. I'm going to have Katie's kids be a sponsor. We're making some changes, Nevada and I. But I wanted to share really quick. I was out of school, and you know, Parkland is my area, Parkland, Cool Springs, and I'll probably never leave that area because I have a lot of. That's just my area, but. Fire alarm went off in the yoga room.
Oh, wow.
And it was a false alarm, but, you know, got the kids signed up, got them outside, you know, because we know, you know, I had them sit outside, and it was so interesting because they were like, there's someone in the school. And I said, nobody's in the school. It was just one alarm, but I can understand you're being scared. And first thing I did, I validated their feelings. I made sure they were seated. I mean, they were pretty much on top of me. And one little girl, she picked up her hand like this, and she was making circles on her hand. Like, these are things I teach them. And then another one starts tapping here. And I said, real quietly, let's just leave. And then somebody came out and said it was a false. But just the fact that they knew, they were holding on to me. I had 3 girls holding on to me. And I said, just do your breathing. I know you're frightened. I know you're scared. And they said, is there a, you know, they used the word, shoot, you know, they used the words, active shooter. And I said, nobody's in the school. And one little girl was like, are we safe? And I said, we do everything, because we can't promise, but I said, we do everything humanly possible to keep you safe. And I said, Miss Lisa will always protect you. And the teachers and the aftercare, I said, we are all here to protect you. You know, because when it happened, I heard when it went off, I knew what was going to happen. But what I was impressed with, and one kid started doing the Peace Begins With Me, like real quietly. You know, we teach them these tools, and I can't stress the importance. You have to validate. They have legitimate fears, especially up in that area, and we work really hard to make them feel comfortable and secure. And they were really good. I said, we're going to go back in the room, and I let them. I said, does anyone have questions? Is there anything you want to talk about? What do you know? You know, it's just letting them talk about it. But I didn't minimize. I didn't, you know, I just said we're safe. It's a false alarm. But I like the fact that they went right to their coping skills, Dr. Lowe.
Awesome.
And these are like second graders, first and second. And I was so proud of them.
Awesome.
That the following week, I brought all of them, like, stress balls and stuff. But it's the point of, I guess, you really have to understand these are things that don't go away. And it's all in the way you approach it. And if you approach it in a healthy, honest, and genuine manner, and just let them know, hey, I'm here. I'm going to keep you safe. I know you're frustrated. You know, and I just kept and then, you know, a little bit of crying, but then they, you know, they relaxed. And luckily I had beads on me, so when we went back to the room, we did beading.
Exactly.
So it's all about channeling it. So I just wanted to share that because it's a good example of being re-traumatized.
Exactly.
And with all these,
go ahead,
with all these shootings and situations going on, I know people, adults, they're scared to go to stores now. You know, there's a lot of fear there. And what do we need to do so you feel safe when, what is plan of action? And I think that's very important.
Very much so, very much so. And I wanted to just get the background, and that some people may have not been aware, and I hope everybody's aware. Now, the fact I actually stayed in Sunrise. It's not far from Forest Green, and parking is on the other side of the what you would say the freeway, but truly is part of the turnpike that comes in circle route to Miami. So I know because it was just going across the freeway, which you just have to get up and get off on an exit. And this happened in 2018 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And these are children that are in the second grade. Thinking, second grade now. What she's talking about in the second grade, yes, they have, some of them was, because it's going on almost five, it's 5 years. It is 5 years because it's February 14th. So 2018, these children was most likely 2 and 3 years old.
Yes.
You see the trauma on them, and they was nowhere around, but they was there in the community. That's why I said be informed.
And they hear things.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to add really quick. I know you want to move on. I have a teacher who works for me, and I just adore her, but she was at the school at the time. It's like an old soul in a young body, and she's so good when she teaches.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good with redirecting and understanding, and she's, Ryan, I'm giving you a shout out. She's a very special, you know, I'm like mentoring her. But she's got so much good in her and surviving something so awful. But she's channeled that into teaching, and she's just really, really good. And I just want to say that she wants to help other people work through this, because in that community, what you just said, yeah, you got 2 and 3, you know, they were 2 and 3 at the time, but they hear stuff or being on lockdown, and it's traumatic. Or I know I have kids sometimes, loud noises, and they hold their ears, and, you know, I'm mindful of even the music in classes, and it's just, and I think they do a great job up there from what I see, and we all work together. And I think that's what makes things work, is parents, the schools are amazing. You know, I always post about them. I love my schools. We all work together, you know, and some of the teachers are traumatized too. We have to keep that in mind.
Exactly, staff and everybody. But we want to jump to getting our sponsors the credit they need to be given, because they work. I have on my chest right now the logo for Mary Lou's Restaurant, but we also have the promo.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Thank you, Mary Ruth's Restaurant, the owners.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Pastor, Katrina Roper Smith, along with Brother Marv and Lala Smith. Both of them have been on our Monday off at the same time. They're different times because they have different elements as part of their career. And we had them on this past Monday night. We had Sarah Pastor, Katrina Roper Smith. Thank you so much for making that available. If you're traveling down and going down 65 heading to Fort Walton, that is Destin, anything on the west part of Florida, Pensacola, stop in on Highway 106 West. That's Mary Ruth Restaurant. And as you see on the shirt, it's one of the finest. It's where everyone can find something like family. And then on the back, I got something on the back as well that's talking about the southern food, the finest southern food. So thank you so much, Mary Ruth. Shout out TriStat LLC, consulting firm that meets your need, and they work with organizations to author grants, not write grants, but author. You write your and you award it. They will work with you to author. They work with government agencies. They work with nonprofit organizations and just basically anyone who already received a grant, and they can help author. They give you training and managerial skills along with leadership skills. So we give a shout out to Mr. William Scott, and his number to contact him is 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Lisa, what we want to kind of move with our title tonight is we're talking about in relation to education in the area of trauma and how to move to prevention. We have to definitely take an opportunity to look at really if that was a trauma-informed education, what would be some of the goals of a trauma-informed education for people so they are thinking and plotting about moving that direction? What would be some of the goals they may encounter?
Some goals?
Yes.
Prevention.
Okay.
Prevention. I think that's very important. Trauma-informed. I don't know if I'm big on exposure.
Okay.
Exposing, I know I was, it's been in like my trainings, but exposure is kind of, I don't know. But resiliency, teaching, resiliency, ways you cope, you know, teaching these things at a young age. Is that what you're?
Yes, yes.
You know, teaching skills, and like I said before, some kids are more, some people are more resilient than others.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
You know, they can rise above. But yeah, the exposure thing, I go back and forth with that because I get concerned if I would re-traumatize somebody.
Exactly.
But resiliency, you know, just teaching kids about how to cope or face life situations when they occur.
Exactly. And let me add.
I think that's super important. Then to serve supportive.
Yeah, you have to be sensitive, supported. You have to truly understand what would induce these behaviors and that is appropriate behaviors in regards to trauma. See, sometimes the triggers. So you have to be sensitive to those individuals. And you have to understand a lot of time that comes from adults and your peers. You have to make sure, you know, around your peers, and your peers have to make sure they're informed enough about the situation. It's not a time to joke about trauma. Never is time.
To it's joke never. Trauma.
So when you're talking about a goal of a program that informs you, trauma-informed education, you have to have sensitivity. You want to put it in
and acknowledging
yeah.
people, acknowledging them that like I said, it's okay to not be okay.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to acknowledge people that, you know, they've been through something and don't dismiss them.
Exactly. A lot of times
you know how I feel about all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, well, it's dwelling, and I go, you can't determine how long something is going to take, or like we talk about five stages of grief, and I always say the one stage nobody ever gets to is acceptance because it's so painful.
Awesome.
And so it's finding a peace, it's finding who's my support system, who do I need to call right now, do I need a journal, do I need to do self-care, you know, there's a number of things. Do something and being patient and not dismissing someone, like I said, that really, because I would never do that to anybody, like that's just not me.
Exactly.
Like, oh, forget about it. That was you. Some people miss people that maybe passed away, they haven't fully, you know, and a parent who's lost a child, guys, they don't ever get over that. You will never.
Yes.
And I know that from my friend losing her daughter, and she said to me, a part of my heart broken forever, which she'll never recover. People don't recover from that. And when you say things like, think happy thoughts, don't ever say that to somebody. Because
yeah.
That's a trigger. And I've had people tell me they get really agitated. Oh, those happy thoughts, they're in a better place. If I can see if somebody's been suffering from cancer or that when a young person gets killed by a driver or shot, are they really in a better place? They were like, look what just happened now, another situation. You got to watch what you say to people and let them talk about it. Because it's being sensitive and compassionate, and you know, sometimes I'll say to people, do you need me to listen? Do you just need me to talk? Do you need me to help you process through it? And I think it's important to recognize that in friendships, in relationships. If someone's telling you, this is what I don't like in a relationship, this is what I do like in a relationship, or maybe somebody acts a little bit off. Well, that's probably because something triggered or something got in their head from something that happened, whether it was with an intimate relationship or family member.
Exactly.
And I think people need to be more understanding and respectful of that.
Well, saying trauma is real. We have to always keep it in mind. Let me give a shout out to Classy_Zeta_Later, member of 65 Beta Sorority Incorporated. It's Carol Davis. Thank you so much, Carol Davis, for joining us. And then we have the newbie vegan that's joining us also. Thank you so much. Yeah, vegan. Taking the opportunity to join us. And we want to give, let our sponsor jump in because, you know, our time sometimes become pressing. We're going to give a shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace, the best soap and perfume scent in Central Alabama. And I totally have several. I'm seeing some of these items I got over here. If you're interested in purchasing, contacting the owner and operator, that is Ms. Jennifer Jackson, and the number is 251-369-1324. That's Jennifer with one N Jackson, 251-369-1344. Or you can go to Facebook and you can type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. And you can contact the owner and operator, Ms. Jackson, to find out exactly how she can do it. She might want to send you some samples. But she actually sent me some samples to smell and it had some awesome smell to it. Truly a blessing. I want to give a shout out to Latay Ticket, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us, Latay. God is so good. Lisa, as we move forth on this, I want to kind of talk about the healing. We'll say the R's. There are some R's related to healing from trauma. And if you say healing trauma, there are some R's. And I'll start off with a couple of them there. You can kind of. Yeah. You already demonstrated a couple of them. I'm going to tell you now. You demonstrated, you know, in regards to respect. Rewarding is making sure we're moving in a positive way instead of criticizing that individual. The next thing will be rhythm. Lisa talked about.
Yeah,
you know, the rhythm, having the pattern, you know. These kids have experienced, or these grown-ups, they experience something, they may use that, or they may be rubbing their hands to kind of relax themselves. That's a rhythm.
See that
running is a rhythm. And it's so important that we keep that in mind as a healing process, or going through the healing process, and relevant. It is relevant what they went through. Don't discount an individual and what trauma they encounter. They can heal when you realize what they went through as a family member, as a peer, or whoever it may be, a friend, that it is relevant because it's relevant to them. And it'll be relevant to you as well because both of you, friendship, family, relationship, it has to be where you understand what they're going through. And you have to work with them. It's not be informed. I didn't say you have to, let's get off this and understand. We're talking about informed education. So you need to be informed. That means you understand how relevant this happened to them and how important that we heal together in a support manner or make recommendations where they can seek support for healing. People don't realize you can make recommendations. That lets you know what you see their experience is relevant. It is relevant. All right, Lisa, you can jump in right there.
I wanted to say, like, recognizing, like, symptoms of trauma. I think it's really important, like, being able to recognize, hey, this person is not acting right. They're doing, you know, kids, I remember when I worked for the state, that wedding, was, you know, the sexual assault, like the symptoms. Why'd you wreck the bed? No, we're not going to yell at the kid for the reason why. you know, recognizing that maybe somebody went through something and this is why acting this way, that these are symptoms that come from the trauma. And I think just realizing that right now trauma is, it's widespread, it's all over. It's in sports, it's in schools, it's in families. I mean, you know, I do work with athletes and it's a lot of trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine like a high school student, you know, losing a game, and there's something new I've been telling the kids. One person doesn't lose or win a game, it's a whole team.
Yeah.
Because that's very traumatic too. It's things like this people really think about. So please don't scream at anybody if a game is lost, because it's everybody. It's not just one person. And a kid will carry it, an adult will carry it.
Exactly.
And it's really important, I think, for people to understand and not follow every single thing they say on media, because you don't know what's going on with people. And I like the fact that a lot of these people now are coming out and talking about their own disabilities and traumas and being bullied and having seen something on, what was it, Jen Aniston and somebody else, and they were talking about trauma and things they experienced from, you know, having learning disabilities or feeling different.
Mm-hmm.
Especially these kids. They get bullied to the point they're so traumatized, and that population, they don't understand. They don't know how to stick up for themselves. They don't know how to talk about it. And I think as a society, people really need to take a step back and, you know, what somebody might be going through.
Exactly.
Oh, I went through something similar, and you share your experience, but be mindful the person might not be able to handle it the way you did.
Exactly. It's real. Trauma is real. I'm going to keep saying that. And that's the main note.
It's very real.
It is real. And we have to realize that to heal from it, we have to put ourselves in a position to use some of the positive developmental and educational setting to do better, get better, or heal from it. And that's what it's going to take.
Right.
You just mentioned the R's in regards to respecting that person is going through something. Understand that it's good to support them by letting them know and make it rewarding when what you go with you to your counseling session. You know, that's rewarding for someone. They know I'm going through trauma, then you go into my session. That'll be awesome right there. Understanding that my trauma is relevant, yes, to me. And if I'm not able to address it, you're going to experience it, how it become relevant to you. Because we're going to be encountering each other. So it's so important that we continue to do the things that can help individuals heal. But it takes not only just telling someone to go to a counseling or go to a therapist and get the support. Sometimes it's going with them. You don't have to be in the room with them, but you can be there.
But just be there. And something else too, I tell people all the time, try to avoid triggers if you can, especially when something has come up. If you know, and I say this all the time, you don't feel like going somewhere, you don't go.
Yep.
If that is uncomfortable for you, and I tell people, you don't need to give a reason. You don't need to give a reason why you're leaving. Something triggered you, a crowd. A lot of people now get triggered in crowds.
Yep.
They don't like being in confined spaces.
Yep.
There's different things that trigger people, and I'm like, and I say this too, because people say, Lise, I didn't go. I didn't go to the party. I got in the car, and I go, that's step number one.
Yep.
You got in the car. You thought about going. You tried to use a technique. It just didn't work this time. You always have next time. Because you don't want someone, why didn't you show up?
Exactly.
Maybe the person was unable to drive and started, oh my God, what if this happens? Because that's what happens. Exactly. You think ahead, and it's avoiding triggers, and I stress that. And I used to say, like, just try to go, you know, now I say, let's think this through. Do you want to go? You go. If it's not comfortable right at the moment. But don't force people to be in situations that could probably cause a problem. And sometimes people get anxiety attacks, they tell me, and then they're embarrassed. And I'm like, it happened. I had an anxiety attack. I've had anxiety attacks. I'm like, it's okay. People have had them. It's okay. It's triggered from your trauma. Something triggered you. So I think that's important to keep in mind, too.
Those are some awesome things that's being shared. We still want you to be a part of the show, even though we're getting over the normal hour. We'll go sometime a little longer. You can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location, then you can chat with the host with the most. That's Lisa Levine, along with me, her producer and co-host.
My partner.
Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, as we move forth to get the word out. And that's what WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And we're so glad to be able to present this information and hopefully something is gained. I want to give a shout out to author Nicole Brown. Is joining us, author Nicole Brown, and I know she published another book. Last time, I think she had 13 or 14 novels, books, and she was on our show, and we've been giving away copies of her books. The one we purchased and managed to get, we're going to get some more of your new book, and she's a member of Baker Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part. I want to just share some words that Jim is sharing with us. Your support could be the motivation to have someone reach out for help. And I want you to communicate. I want you to type in your comments. I want you to let us know how you truly, truly feel and what your thought process is. It's important because this is an interactive format.
Yeah.
We're sitting here talking and we sharing things with you. These, as we move forward, we want to give a shout out to another sponsor that hadn't given a shout out. That's L&A Lawn Service. The manicure expert in South Central Alabama. You can call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Come out there, manicure your lawn, and just make your look beautiful externally. They work with various businesses, so give them a shout. That's Tony Stallworth. It's Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. 401. Give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They combine Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. They're co-sponsors, and I'm so glad that they're a major part of this. And thank you, my brothers, for being a part of this. We're going to quickly kind of move our title and topic to another level. We're going to kind of look at prevention now. See, one of the things I think people need to realize that what are prevention? What is the prevention of trauma? Some people say you cannot prevent it, but that's not true. See, you have to, again, we're talking about trauma-informed education, but also a trauma-informed approach. That's something that's important to help you prevent. See, and just to share some thought with you, a trauma-informed approach prevention involves, think about it, strengthening protected factors, skills, social connection, while also reducing risk factors and stressors. That's what prevention is. But you need to be informed on how to look at these protective factors. The skills, what are the skills you needed, And I'm saying it because at this time, all of us need to be looking and researching it, because we all went through the natural disaster, and I keep going to that of 2020. Some of us had some other things that may have happened, or have some things that happened even as a child, or even happened to your child. Go and look at approaches that are going to put you in a better position to deal with it, especially if you're dealing with family members, friends, and whoever it may be that you think highly enough that you want them to be able to operate in a manner to be successful. Trauma is real. And I said that every time we kind of cut a space off, I want you to know it is real. And I want you to make sure you find the best approach, best informed approach.
Yes.
So you can help reduce risk factors and stressors. You can help by knowing the approach. Go ahead, Alisa.
I wanted to say, like, families where there's issues going on, you could be preventing that. Like, I don't believe in staying in a marriage or relationship for the kids. Kids are not dumb. Kids know exactly what's going on. And sometimes you're causing more damage by staying in situations. And that could be prevented. I just don't think it's healthy. And I know somebody said to me once, they were sitting at the top of the steps. They were around 13, 14. And I remember her telling me this as an adult. I don't know why my parents stayed together. They slept in separate rooms. It was so obvious what was going on. And the tension in the home, that can be prevented. I'm just using that as an example. Don't stay in things that can cause damage to your children or yourself, because kids are very in tune. Well, I'm on one side of the house, you're on the other, we're not eating dinner together. Kids know me. That's a preventative. Don't expose your children to things like that. I just wanted to say that because it's something that there's a lot of divorce going on right now. A lot of people, well, I need to stay for my kids. Well, do you really need to stay for your kids? Or is it better to be in separate environments and co-parent and show that you can get along better as friends? You know, think about some of these things.
Exactly.
But there are ways to prevent teaching kids about bullying and how to deal with a bully and how to be confident and have good self-esteem, so important in being able to overcome things and manage things in healthy ways.
Awesome, awesome. And I can tell you, Lisa,
so,
that is truly, I want to give a shout out to Lauren Ford. She's joining us.
Hey, my love.
She's, hello, everyone. She's giving a hand clap. And then Jim is saying, this is, soul with a soul, I know, true, Lisa, great insight. See how positive it is. And I'm reading them as individual type at the end. It's good that we're able to do this. Thank you so much for each and every one of y'all joining, each and every one of our listeners and watchers for joining us. It is truly a blessing to have you. Take a minute. I don't care if you scroll by and saw it and put your name up. Thank you so much so we can get that shout out. And Lisa, as we get ready to conclude where we are with the trauma, we talked about education, we talked about prevention, and as a trauma-informed education, and then to have a trauma-informed approach. Those are prevention. And the last thing we want to kind of look at is three ways to deal. It said, what are three ways to deal with trauma? These are some tips to help with trauma recovery. People got to realize it's so important. Trauma recovery. First thing, we must be able to talk with others about how you feel. You have to be able to be able to communicate. That was something I really wanted to talk about. I was with my counselor and I was talking with her and I was just talking about communication. I said, I'm working on being a more active listener. See, effective communication is being not listening, being an active listener. And then I said, we said, listen first and talk second. The talk is in between, there's the thought process. Listen actively. Think in a manner that you see can be really showing the individual you hear what they're saying, and then to the point of being able to share your thoughts as well. And that's when you're going to be able to talk. So it's truly a great opportunity, and people have to really understand that. And she was nodding her head, my counselor, saying, yes, yes. I said, but that is my ultimate goal. I have assessed myself, and I'm writing down this. I want to make sure I'm an active listener. The skills of and I want to make sure I go through the process of thinking. This is part of, I call my 8-second rule. When things happen, I take about 8 seconds to get quiet and think about it. That's the thought process before I respond. It's something I use in as an administrator, as a principal, assistant principal, director. And when I dealt with students, I always, no matter whatever happened, you take an opportunity. I always tell them, take 8 seconds. I'm going to give you 8 seconds to think about it. But I give them longer than that because a lot of things go through your mind. And that's the same thing we're dealing with trauma. We got to take time and think about it and to see how we can be able to move in the right direction. But when we're talking to somebody about our feelings, we want you to be able to listen to us actively. That's what we ask for. Then calm yourself. These are some coping skills. These are tips when you want to recover. Calm yourself. You know that triggers you. You have to come with some way to calm yourself. But having people around you where they're informed educationally, they can work with you. Next is take care
of yourself. Don't have people around you that are going to incite you. I think that's something important, like tagging on to what you just said.
Exactly.
Active listening and not someone that's going to
stir the pot. That's what they said, stir the pot. They're going to stir it up, rile up more and more. See, that those people are no good for you. And they don't have to.
No, they're not. They move on.
Listen, they could be family members sometimes. It can be someone in a romantic relationship. Whatever is people close to you, people close enough to get to you, to get your attention. You have to be kind of careful. Don't stir the pot. Don't do that. Make sure you take care of yourself. You truly have to take off. See, if you don't take care of yourself, and eventually, as you know, somewhere in life, you're going to need someone to take care of you. Please, if you're able to take care of yourself right now, take care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. Those are well-being.
Absolutely.
If you can get, you can master or put a level of masterization on those, you can function even if you go through things. But the most important thing I'm going to say about, and I want Lisa to jump in here, is that when you experience trauma, take time to heal. I want to say that because trauma is real. Take time to heal. If it takes you 2 years, 3 years, whatever amount of time, take time to heal. If you're in a relationship that has, you've been through traumatic and you have what they call poor relationship skills from that, take time to heal before you go into the next relationship. Whether it's romantic, even with your family, even with your friends, even with your work partners, or whatever, take time to heal before you get into anything that simply we will regret. Lisa.
A couple of things. One, daily routines are very important. Very, very, very important.
Yes.
You know me, I get up, I work out. Right now I'm doing all three jobs at once, don't ask out. But have a daily routine, avoid alcohol, avoid drugs. It's not going to fix the problem. And I know from my personal experience, and I've shared a bit when I went through my accident, nobody let me talk about it, really. There's a lot of components to to what went on. And now that I know what the injury is, now that we know what, but I walk a lot, I listen to a lot of music, and I'm really trying hard to stay away from certain people. And it's been a little shocking to me recently, because people that have always been there for, not there for me. And I'm going back to being like a young 12, 13-year-old. And I said, you know what? It serves its purpose. And guys, if people cannot be supportive and just, and like Dr. Lowe said, we listen and just to be available. And it's something I always say, like, what do you need? How can I help? Do you need me to sit with you? Do you need me to get you something? What do you need? Do you need me to call someone? Do you need to go for a walk? I think if you don't allow people to talk about things, it comes back and it comes out in very not good ways. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. And when I've had people tell me, well, I was never allowed to talk about it and I was stressed and, you know, my mom dismissed me or this one dismissed me. And, you know, and that's a lot of times why people reach out to me when I get emails. If I need to work through trauma that I experienced that I was not allowed to work through. It's very interesting. But self-care, doing things you enjoy, and bring things into your life that make you happy, you know, and be around people that bring it into your life.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes that's why a lot of people come to me, even though I can't always be available right now, but I'm very understanding towards other people. And I'm hoping that we become more, we're so divided, I hope we come connected and just be available for people.
Exactly.
And maybe not all the time, but sometimes, because these people are really struggling right now.
Exactly.
Really struggling right now. Exactly. So, but self-care, make sure, I mean, every night before I go to bed, I meditate, I do my walk with the dogs, I watch a little kid, not a TV person, but I meditate. I fall asleep with like the meditation music on. I want to go to bed with a clear mind. I'm not checking the email anymore. I'm keeping the phone downstairs. Do things that will keep negative things out of your area.
Exactly.
And just and be grateful when you do have somebody good in your life. Be grateful because the grass ain't always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
But my friend said that to me earlier today, and be grateful when you do have somebody who's connected with you, who cares about you, and who listens, and reciprocate that in return.
Lisa, you said a mouthful. A lot of times people you encounter, you may be there for a season, but when they're in your life, you go through some challenging things, and they're there, and they're taking time to make sure they're there. And that's what we call support. See,
absolutely.
That's what it's all about, having the support. And what you need to do is to make sure that to recover from trauma or to deal with trauma, you have to remember that if your symptoms persist, seek help. Seek support. Don't have this stigma that goes in some communities that you're something is wrong. Yes, something is wrong. That's the thing, because trauma is real. Now, y'all have heard me say that all night. Let me give a shout-out to a couple people that's joining us. I want to give a shout-out to LaShawn Long. She's joining us. And Jim is continuing to type in some awesome things. Thank you, Jim, so much. Also, we have joining us Miss_B. 1920, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. It's truly, hopefully we share things with you all, because it's so important that educated about trauma. Understand it is a opportunity to be informed. You can react. You can support those people around you. You can be just that part of you, part that they need, they can lean on. You know, that song is Lean On Me, and sometimes we have to be leaned on, and we have to lean on others. So truly keep yourself informed, and then you have to have the right approach. Know something triggers somebody, you wonder why they're jumping. Don't go and be laughing. What you doing that for? You know,
it's not funny.
It's not funny. So I'm saying, let's something that we'll commonly do, because we think that everybody should be over their trauma when you feel like they're over it. They're not over it until what God has blessed them with the understanding, the clarity, the ability to deal with this. That's when it's where they can move in the right
direction. And I want to jump in real quick, Dr. Lowe, because okay. I know you and Dr. O knew I was, you know, going through some stuff and an undiagnosed injury, and I just want to tell everybody I'm very grateful for Denise and for you guys, because I consider you my family. And even my own family, just being supportive, and some of my friends, I don't need to name them, Lauren, Joe. You know, we all support each other, which is a nice thing. But I know Dr. O checking on me. Just do a check-in. Just make sure people are okay.
Exactly.
Checking in on you. You know, send some emojis. You know, it goes a long way.
Exactly.
Checking in. But I just wanted to thank you guys and tell you I love you, and I truly appreciate the support, because you know I was having and I'm not ashamed of it. If I can help anybody with it, you know I'll help you with it.
Awesome. She's found. We know it's because Denise recommended her. We knew.
We love Denise.
And that's why one of my first cousins up in Cleveland, Ohio, right outside Akron up there. Thank you. They worked together, and she just introduced her to me. Thank you, Lisa. She's the host with the most now. And truly, we're so thankful. And when she mentioned Dr. O, that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith of the state of Georgia. That's Dr. O. That's on our Monday night show. And it's just all the other individuals. I want to give a shout-out to Karen Copeland.
Oh, I forgot to mention her.
I went to by her name because the tape began to move. Out to Elston Turner Senior Night. We have a show planned tomorrow, which is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, and we're going to be on our series still talking about building boys to be to strive in the future, to be productive.
What time is that on, Dr. Lowe?
1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk, and you'll go straight to the setup. I won't be on Zoom, but I will be on the radio and be on Facebook. I'll be on Instagram. And we're going to be talking about this series, how we're building our boys to be successful men in the future, men that are striving for success in the future. It's a blessing to be able to come before you. I want to give a shout-out to all of you all. Thank you so much for taking time to meet all of the listening audience, all of the watchers in 38 countries that I found out when I checked that, they are listening. They may not pop up on the board, but they are listening. Thank you so much for taking time and supporting us. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And as we close out, we always say we truly love you. It's coming from our heart. We're loving
you.
And she's giving a heart. I'm giving you truly love sign. And truly, hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag it's a mindset. Hashtag we got this. And truly, truly, people have to remember that we have to keep on grinding. We're going through traumatic experience. We have to still keep on grinding. But with the right support, the right counseling, the right therapy, the right family, supporting the significant others, whatever it is, supporting you. Never take that, whether you consider it be a small amount of support, for granted. Because individuals taking that time to make sure that they're with you. So always remember that. Don't remember the person for the thing he or she didn't do. Remember for the many things they do. Because their time and energy is just as important as yours. Always remember that. And will be coming back at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the grassroots talk show that focused on our neighborhood and the issues in our neighborhood block by block. And we're on that series of Building Our Voice. And we're into the third month talking about the various things to build and support our boys of the future who will be the men. And we want them to be striving. We want them to be successful. We want them to be productive in the future. And that is what my goal is before I leave this earth, is continue to get the word out through WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I just want to let y'all know. Have an awesome rest of the night. But I want to play you this song because, I don't have anything on Tina. I'm going to have to get something on Tina.
But I'm going to play it next time because I've been listening. She inspires me. I don't know. She always has.
And I'm going to make sure I get it on so we have it on the soundboard. But this goes back many years ago. And I won't call out the name of the artist, but truly, truly, we don't own the rights to it. Because we got to understand there are some things that are going on. Change is coming. Change is coming. And we have to keep that in mind. And I truly want to see you tomorrow. You have your availability at 1 o'clock p.m. on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We look to make it do what it do. We stay 1 hour and we share some awesome information. And I say it because when I research and bring up things, I want to share it with you. And it can work. If you have sons, you have grandsons, you have got husbands, and it's relating to boys and men, and you have brothers, you have uncles. We want to share grandfathers. We want you to share and kind of see how we can blend and make better individuals, special productive individuals, special boys to be men in the future. We truly, truly know a change is coming, and we got to make sure we put ourselves in a position to experience that change.
But he wants.